Matthew. The A-League is back. It starts tonight. And from a Melbourne perspective, it is the Victory and City in the derby tomorrow night. And Lawrence Thomas, who's played in plenty of these now, he is the goalkeeper for the Victory, and he joins us this morning on RSN. Lawrence, thanks for your time.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, what are you expecting from City tomorrow night? Because they're a different team, they've got a different coach, and they look like they're playing a little bit differently.
Yeah, I think both sides will be thinking the same thing. So, we've been changed up quite a bit as well. So, it's almost like a fresh start for both clubs, really. New players, new coaches. So, who knows? Who knows?
Do you hate Melbourne City?
Do you want me to say yes?
Yes, please.
Oh, I can't stand them, mate. No, I don't mind.
You mentioned, Lawrence, they'll be new. What about what can we expect from Victory? Game style, etc.
Look, don't get too much right with the way a lot of fresh faces, mate, in big key positions in the midfield, centre backs as well. So no, fresh start. It's been a great feeling in the team. It's been a long pre-season. It goes for quite a while. So I think both teams will be really edging to get out there.
So is it reinvigorating having all those fresh faces? Like, you've had such a settled lineup, settled coach for so many years now. Does it feel like there's a sense of a bit of a new club about the Victory?
Yeah, it's very fresh. I guess fresh ideas, different training sessions, different people around the club. So, it's not that sometimes it's necessarily needed to change, but yeah, I guess for the club now being in a really good patch, it does feel very fresh, but very rejuvenated. So, we haven't started too well in the A-League season the last couple of years. They've become good near the end. So, I think hopefully, this year a bit of a change, and hopefully a top start to the season and we can stay up there for most of the year.
Under Marco Kurz, what kind of style can Victory fans expect to see this year from the Victory?
I think very adjustable. I think managing the game well. I think we used to press quite a lot. Last year, teams very high, and I think this year we got, we can do that, but we have a lot of options, depending on the way we want to play. So I think, a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? Adjustable, very adjustable, depending on how we want to attack the game,
And the differences between Marco and Kevin, we know Kevin's a bit of a firebrand and all those sorts of things. How different is it in the change rooms and on the practice pitch, not having Kevin around anymore?
It's difficult to tell because everyone's quite relaxed come pre-season because you're not playing for points. So we'll see. We'll see come tomorrow night. But in general, so far, there's been a very good balance. When it's time to work, he's very tough, and that works us very hard. But off the field, he tends to come around and take the piss out of the players a little bit. So it's, I guess, finding that that balance. And in the past 7-8 years being at the club, the times of being successful as a team is, when you have that balance of being ruthless when it's time to train and play, but at the same time, taking that pressure off and having a good laugh off the field as well.
And before we let you go, there's now another Melbourne team in town, so there's three of you there. Victory's always been seen as the biggest. Have you spoken internally about making sure that stays the case, especially with Western United coming on board, Berisha's now playing for them? We don't know too much about what they're going to be like this year, but what have you spoken about internally?
It's not too much, I guess, in terms of staying the biggest in Melbourne. It's more of setting and keeping a culture in the club where, as players we're quite blessed because we come into, a top facility at Amy Park with a top training ground, a huge gym and a big recovery facility. So for all, for all testing each other, because I think individually we have one of the best squads in the league. So if we're all pushing each other every day and working at our best, then that'll put us in good stead, come the weekend. So it's more giving back to, I guess, the fans as well, because we're quite blessed to have, 19, 20, 25,000 fans come to every game. So You know, we're given the best of everything, so I guess as players, have a responsibility, to be the best on the field.
Lawrence, good luck tomorrow night, and with the new season starting, good luck for the entire year.
Cheers, guys. Thank you very much.